Okay, we're on the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Yomi. Kshem Shamayim Bodkin Oso, Kach Hamayim Bodkin Oso. Just like the water has an effect on her, it has an effect on him. And we'll see him means the boil. Shenemar Ubo Ubo. Right? Ubo Hamayim says twice. Kshem Shasur Lebal, Kach Asur Leboil. Shenemar Nitmo'o V'Nitmo'o. Give Rabbi Akiva. And just like she's Osir to the Baal, if she doesn't go through the process, so she goes through and obviously she dies, so she's also to the boel also. Shenemar v'nitmo v'nitmo. Div Rebbe Akiva. Omri b'Yeshua. Kacha yedori Zechariah ben Hakatzov. Right, Rebbe Yeshua said that Zechariah ben Hakatzov darshan the following. Rebbe Omer shnei pamim ha'amurim v'parashan nitmo v'nitmo. Echad l'baal v'echad l'boel. Enochanami, that was the drosh of Zechariah ben Hakatzov. That since it says two times in the parasha, the nitma'a, one goes on the baal and one on the boel. See Rashi, k'shem, kach bodkin oso, b'gmor meforish la. The Gemara says, who's the oso? Sh'ne'amar ubo ubo, b'gmor meforish, I vav yisere dorish, o ubo ubo yisere, diksivi binyona. And the Gemara is going to discuss where the limud is, from the extra vavs, or from the fact that it said the word twice. Nitma v'nitma'a, vav yisera dorish, asher tiste isha, tachas isha, vin nitma'a. It's an extra vav. It could have just said nitma. Why say vin nitma'a is an extra vav? V'kach hoyer of Zechariah dorish, vav yisera. He also darsh in that extra vav. Okay. Shnei pa'amim, v'nistero, v'hi nitma'a. Lo min yonahu. There's a third time. It says v'nistro v'hinit ma. That's not counted. Do kimna l'tuma v'adoyis de'ed echod. There we say that v'hinit ma is talking where there was an eid echod that Shitaka was mezana. Perakama. Ela v'kine yisishto v'hinit ma. V'hoisa im nit ma. Those are the two times it says v'nit ma that we are darshening. V'od k'siv asher tiste isha tachas isha v'nit ma. V'gmora dorish le Rabbi Akiva l'truma. Right, and there's a third time that that goes on Truma, that she's also to Truma. Not only if she's Ashes Kohen, or she's a Bas Kohen and he dies, or is Megarish her and she doesn't have children, she's still also to Truma. The Rebbe Nami Mode, he also agrees that there's a third time. And the only reason I mentioned two of them, the Sulo, Nishum de Shamin and the Rebbe Akiva, the Dorish Baalu Boel, Miribuya devav yisera. The Kamarle Rebbe, right? Baal uboel mi v'nitma v'nitma nidrash v'lo darshi vavi. The only reason he mentions these two times is because he wants to argue on Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi said that we darish the what's it called the vav, and Rebbe said no, we darish the extra word. But so therefore, it's only those two that Rabbi Akiva was talking about that we bring down now. But the third one isn't relevant now. Okay. Bo Bayom, Dorish Rabbi Akiva, on that day, see Rashi explains which that day was, whenever it says Bo Bayom in the Mishnah, refers to the day that they deposed Rabban Gamliel and instated Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and they let in a lot of extra people into the Beis Medrash who weren't permitted in before in Rabban Gamliel's time. So Bo Bayom, Dorish Rabbi Akiva, Uklicheres Asher Yipo Mehem El Tocho, Kol Asher Besocho Yitma, Eino Omer Tomei, Eli Yitma, Latami Acherim, Limed Al Kikar Sheini, Shematami Asashlishi. Right, Rabbi Akiva learned from here that even Bechulin, what's it called, a Kikar Sheini makes a Shlishi, which we don't hold from, we hold it only by Truma. Does a Sheini make a Shlishi to passel it? But Chulin not. In any case, he learned that what's it called, from this Pasuk, you have a Klicheres that became Tomei from a Sheretz. So the Klicheres now is a Rishon Latuma. The ochel inside of it now becomes a sheni. And it doesn't say it's tameh, it says yitma, it could be matame others. So you see, a sheni can make a shlishi. Om Rabbi Yeshua, mi gala offer me'enecho Rabbi Yochim and Zakai. Right? Who can take the earth off your eyes? In other words, to dig you up and let you see what's saying. Shayisa Omer, you said when you were alive, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Osid Dor Acher, Latayr Kika Shlishi, Shein Lo Mikra Men HaTorah. Right? A future generation is going to come and want to be Matayr, even by Truma, a Kika Shlishi. That shouldn't become possible. Why? Because there's no Pasuk in the Torah that specifically says that. Right? shiltame. V'halor Rabbi Akiva talmid chamevi lo mikra minatora shiltame. And Rabbi Akiva brought a pasuk that it's tame not only by truma but even by chulin. Shenemar kol asher besocha yitma. To Rashi. Bo bayom dorash bigmara brachos amrinan the chol hecha the tani bo bayom hu yom shehoshivu es Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah l'nesius shenisrabu talmidim shenosnu rishus likaneis lechol shehoyo Rabbi Gamliel omer kol tamid chacham sheein tocho kabaro al yikonis lebeis hamedrash v'rovsa Torah bo bayom. There's a lot of extra commotion in the beis medrash that day, and they got to have a lot of idios, a lot of testimony of various things that people who weren't allowed in the beis medrash before now were made, and others also. Since there was an extra amount of people, even though it weren't tocho kibaro, but they were able to malab in the sugya by arguing it out from all of them. Venira be'enai. One second. Shalop Yeshua. V'hadik tani lahacha. Right? Why is it mentioned over here? Who cares when it was said? Nira be'enai. The hach drasha. The nitma. The nitma. The le'el nami bo bayom havoy. It's because all these things that were in the Mishnah were said on that day, including the first thing in the Mishnah, even though it didn't mention it. Kli cheres hu rishon shenitma min asheret. The ha'ochel shebesocho sheni shenitma mikli. As if it says it could be matame other things. It's really, the pasuk says yitama, which really means it becomes tame. But you could read it yit yitame. It could make other things tame. She matame acherim. Limin al kikar sheni lahachi nokat kikar l'fishahu motzui betanur shu klicheres. Why say kikar? Anything that became tame like that. But a kikar is that's what you usually have in ovens. So Rabbi Kiva saying even by chulin a sheni can make a shlishi. Osid dor acher minha atidim lavo shiyatoyres a shlishi af betruma. There's going to be later generations that are going to question why a sheni should make a shlishi by truma. Shein lo nikra min haTorah. There's no specific pasuk that says that in the Torah that a truma becomes possible b'shlishi. Va'anan hu d'matamin and lay b'truma mikal v'chomer k'nei meforish b'gmora. Right? There's a kal v'chomer that truma should become what's it called the shlishi. V'dor acher porich le kal v'chomer k'nei meforish b'gmora. And the Gemara says that the future generation of Yochanan Zakkai saw is going to be try to be mafrich that kal v'chomer, even though the mice in the end the kal v'chomer is not mufrich. And he's bringing a pasuk that it's not only tummy by truma, which is a question, it's even tummy by chulin. Okay. Bo bayom dorish Rabbi Akiva madosa michutz leir, with the district cedra, as pas kedma alpayim ba'ama. Right, it says that you measure around the cities of the Levian 2,000 amas. Umikra achomer mikiro ir chuvechutza elef amas soviv. Only 1,000 amas. So, eif shalomar elef ama shikvar nemer alpayim ama. The eif shalomar alpayim ama shikvar nemer elef ama. It can't be 1,000 or 2,000 because it's a contradiction. Okay, so elef ama migrash, the alpayim ama tchum shabbos. Elef ama is to tell me the dinim of Ori Levium. And the Torah said alpayim ama not for the din of Ori Levium. It has no specific relevance to Ori Levium. But it's to tell me that Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amas. Or at least a remez that Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amas. Rabbi Lezer Beno, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Elef Amma Migrash. 1,000 amas, you have total a migrash of empty land. The Alpayim Amma Sodus and Kromim. And Alpayim Amma of Sodus and Kromim around that. Okay. Bo Bayom Dor Asirashi. Migrash, Rechava Pnuya Mizriya, the Umibatim Umilanos. There's nothing there. It's a total empty land. Lenoi Ha'ir. And that beautifies the city. Lios Lola Avir. It's a nice, what's it called, airy enclosure to the city. Valpayim Lonuskru Letitan Levium, Velonem Reli Liatsias Tchum Shabbos. And the 2,000 wasn't mentioned in anything relevant to the cities of Levim. The Torah only used the cities of Levim to tell me that the Tchum of Shabbos is 2,000 Amos. And Tchumim is only Durabonon. Even Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchumim is Duraisa. It could be only, 12 meal. But this is an Asmachta. It's a remes that Tchumim of 2,000 Amos, that the Tchum of Shabbos is 2,000 Amos. Sovel Sukromim. The Alpayim Soviv Nimul of the Imehem, Hinichu Elef Soviv O'ir Lemigrush, out of those 2,000 Amos, 1,000 was Migrush, and the other one you could plant and make Kramim, but not build houses there. Okay. So he holds it's all relevant to the Levium. Bo Bayom Dorash Rabbi Akiva, Oz Yosher Moshe of Neisur, Sashira Zos Lashem, Bayomru Leimor. Shein Talmud Lomer Leimor. Leimor over here is not like in the whole Torah. Leimor means that the Rabban Shem told Moshe to tell it over to Klal Yisrael. But here they all said it together. Vayomru Leimor. Where's the Leimor? Who's not saying it to anybody else? Umat Talmud Lomer Leimor. Melamed Shal Yisrael Onim Shira Achrav Shal Moshe Al Kol Dovra V'Dovra Kikornis Ahalo. Just like by Halo, they have a refrain. And the Tzibur says the refrain to the Chazan. So to over here, they answered to Moshe Rabbeinu, the refrain, we'll see what the words were, the refrain, on everything. Moshe said a pasuk, and they said the refrain. Ashir Lashem ki go go, that was the refrain. Lekach nemar lemor. Rav Nechemya omer ki kornish shema, velo ki kornish ahalo. No, they read it all together, like people read shema together, not responsively, but in unison. So then what's the lemor? Yes, we have to see the Gemara's and say what it is. Rashi. She'ein Talmud Lomer Lemor, She'ein Odom L'Shar Lemor Shebetorah, She'ashchina Medaberes Hadibur L'Moshe, Lach Zerhu V'la Omro L'Yisrael, Avakan Ein Lomar Kein. Here you can't say it means that. Everybody was saying everything together. Kikori Esahalo Bigmar Meforish, Kikori Neshma Bigmar Meforish. Okay. Bo Bayom Dorish Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hurkanus. Another thing that was Darish in that day. Lo Ovad Iyuv Esakadosh Baruch Hu El Me'ava. Iyuv was an Oved Hashem Me'ava. Shemar hein yikteleini lu yachil. Even if you'll kill me, I'll still chalish for you. In other words, even if I don't get anything benefit from it, I still be an Oved Hashem. Vayadayin hadover shokulo. Vayadayin hadover shokulo. Ani mitzape or any mitzape. What does it mean? Lu hein yikteleini lo yachil. Lo means with a vav. Or lo means, if you're going to kill me, forget it, then I'm not in. So, Talmud Lomar, and ad egva lo osir tumasim mimeni. Malamit shemi ava osir. We have another passage that says, even at the death, I'm not going to swerve from you. Omre b'shua, mi yagala ofer me necho rab yochum en zakai. Shohayisa dorish kol yomecho shalo ovad iyu vesamokam ela meyira. The nafkamina is to Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu was an Oved Me'ava, was Iyuv on equal terms, or no, we're trying to diminish Iyuv in order to magnify Avram Avinu. Ela Me'ira, Shenemer Ish Tom V'Yosher Yirei Elohim, V'Sor Me'ra, V'Halo Yoshua Talmid Talmidcha Lomed Shemei'ava Osa. And your Talmud says, that no, he argues on you, and he says that Iyuv served Me'ava. Rashi. Me'ava She'oi V'Samakom. Shokul mikolo shovet, it's balanced. Machriya lekan lekan, you could go this way or this way. Because lo, you can read with a vav, or lo, you can read with an aleph. Lo ani miyachil, o eni miyachil. Lochi komar, hein yikteluni, right? Halo hu horgeni, lo iyachil, lo. I won't chalash for him. So then he only was Ovid Meira. Od, diesh, lo, shehu nidresh kamo lo. The lamed, vav. Right, sometimes lo we darshan as lo to him, and then it could mean even if you'll kill me, I'll still be miyachel. To the first gemara, miyira, midaga sapuron yoshalo tovo elav. Yira, the lowest level of yira is he's afraid he's going to get punished. But yira really means, last night we explained it in the Mesilas Yesharim shir, yira really means self-concern, where you're concerned that you won't get everything that you could possibly get, but your concern of avodas Hashem is you. Not totally altruistic to the Rabban Hashem. The Yirei Elohim velo Ohev Elohim. Talmidcha mi talmido shel Rabbi Akiva haya. He was talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a talmid of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. In any case, the classical example is the Kotzko Rebbe once asked a chassid of his, when he said Shema V'yohavta, does he mean he loves himself or he loves the Rabbanu Shel Olam? So Talmud said, I said V'yohavta Hashem Elokecha, how could I mean I love myself? He said, when a person says he loves herring, he doesn't mean that he carries a little fish in his pocket and gives it a hug and a kiss every once in a while. It means that herring is tasty and he likes to eat things that are tasty. So he really means he loves himself. He doesn't love the herring. Right? So the same thing over here. It could be a person says he loves the Rabbanu Shalom because it's good for him. Serving the Rabbanu Shalom, he benefits from it. So he really loves himself, and the Rabbanu Shalom is just a hechitimza, how to do good things for himself, which is not a bad madrega altogether, but that's called yira. But ava is where it's totally selfless, no self-concern at all.